We're joined now by Katrina Harley. She's Interim Assistant Director of Fulton County Emergency Communications. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. You guys have some great news to announce with regards to upgrades in the county's telecommunications system. Could you talk about that and maybe tell us what that means?
Yes, we do. On Tuesday of this week, we had a Golden Shovel event, and that event was the groundbreaking ceremony for our digital radio upgrade. Now, this was a $19.6 million project that was approved by the Board of Commissioners, whom we are so thankful for, to upgrade and replace the county's 20-plus-year-old radio system infrastructure to a state-of-the-art digital radio system infrastructure. And what that means is we'll have enhanced coverage. We'll expand the number of towers, of radio tower sites, from 9 to 15. So we'll have radio coverage in North Fulton County, South Fulton County, as well as central downtown Atlanta. And that's great news for our stakeholders. And also, we'll be providing in-building portable radio coverage throughout the entire county, which that is also an awesome feat, because in buildings such as this, school buildings, it's very hard to be able to communicate via radio. So that's a great thing. And the system itself is expected to be fully completed in late 2014, early 2015. And it will provide improved safety and reliability for first responders and other radio users throughout the county.
And I know this means not only, anybody knows, if you go from analog to digital, it improves the quality of sound and the ability to more clearly understand things, which can be very critical in life-saving communications. But this also is going to allow Fulton County emergency response to be in better touch with other jurisdictions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so that means that the whole idea of operating in a vacuum during an emergency be less of an issue, because you'll be coordinating across county and city boundaries.
That is absolutely correct.
This is National Telecommunications Week. It's a big week for you guys.
National Telecommunicators Week is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time for us. It started in 1991 as a congressional resolution, and it is always celebrated the second full week of April. It is a time for us to just say thank you to all of those men and women, the heart behind the voice is what we call them, because a lot of times this is a thankless job, but it is a necessary job, and it gives us a time to say thank you. A lot of the 911 centers around the metropolitan area do lots of fun things this week. I know one center had a Western Day. Some folks have tailgate day, and it just gives the operators a chance to really feel good. This week in our center, on Monday, we had our firefighters and EMS come up to just say thank you to the operators and actually meet them, because a lot of times they don't see, there's no face-to-face interaction. And then on Wednesday, we had Law Day. So we had Fulton County Police, Fulton County Marshal, and Fulton County Sheriff to come up and just show a little bit of public safety love to our 911 operators. So it's been a great, great week.
It's also National County Government Month. And I understand that you guys work with the county's 4-H program. Could you talk a little bit about what that involved?
Yes, we had some visitors during spring break week to actually come up to the 911 center. We had about 8 young people ranging from the ages of 8 to 16, very energetic, very inquisitive. They had a lot of questions. One good thing is when we work with programs such as 4-H, it allows for us to really get out that public education component, because a lot of times people just simply don't understand 911 because they don't see 911 operators. They see the police officers, they see the firefighters, they see the EMTs and paramedics, but they don't see the first responder, and those are our 911 operators. So it gave the young people a chance to actually come up to the 911 center, sit with our operators and hear live 911 calls, and then switch over to the dispatch side and see a lot of multitasking going on, operators speaking to units as well as talking on the phone. And it just gave them a real clearer picture. It's funny because with the popular movie, The Call, a lot of young people thought that that was actually how things are operated. And so they got a real clear picture that it's a little bit different than that.
A little bit different from Hollywood, but certainly no less important.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Katrina Harley. She's Interim Assistant Director of the Fulton County Emergency Communications Department. There are upgrades coming up in the horizon with the county communication system, and that's good news. You mentioned 911 operators. Most of us hope we never have to call 911, but for listeners that are going to be in a position where they do need to make that emergency call, what are some helpful tips you could offer in terms of what people need to know and need to do when they're on a call with a 911 operator?
I'm so glad that I'm actually here to get that information out to the public. For one thing that's critically important, only use 911 for a true emergency. We have some people sometimes that call 911 to ask the time or to order pizza. And I know that, you know, what people need to understand is that when you call 911 for a non-emergency call, it's actually tying up the 911 system for someone out there that may actually have a true emergency. So it's important to only call 911 when you have a true emergency. Other things, know your address, street name, or a landmark. Answer the call taker's questions. A lot of times people say, well, you ask so many questions. Well, there's a reason for these questions, and please know that the call is not delayed by the answering of the questions. It's so that we can gather as much information as possible to be able to paint a picture for the responding units so that they know exactly what they're going into so that they can prepare. And so that we can ensure that our citizens as well as our responders are safe. And so it's important to answer those call taker questions. And again, it doesn't delay response because the calls are actually electronically routed as they're still asking the questions. Know that when you call 911 from a cellular phone, we only get the latitude and longitude of that particular location. So we still need an address, and that's probably within 1,000 feet. So be able to provide an address, cross streets, landmark. Know your cell phone number. A lot of people actually, you don't really call yourself. So a lot of folks, when they call 911, they don't know their own cell phone number. And plus, if we get disconnected, we need to be able to contact you back.
And I think most of all, probably remain calm.
Remain calm. Remain calm. Answer the questions. Be mindful of, you know, a lot of times we have our cellular phones and they have an emergency dial. But be mindful of that because a lot of times what happens is those cell phones, when just placed in a pocket or a purse, they mistakenly dial 911. So again, you're tying up a 911 line and you don't even know it. So just be mindful of those cellular phones mistakenly dialing 911.
We've been talking this morning with Katrina Harley. She's Interim Assistant Director for the Fulton County Emergency Communications Department. Katrina, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Fulton Focus this morning.
Thank you.